From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. An official in Sierra Leone confirms that a corpse has tested positive for the Ebola virus. This just one day after the World Health Organization declared an end to the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. WHO spokesman Tarek Yasevarich says that the teams are taking appropriate action on the ground to prevent further spread of the disease.
There are teams on the ground from the Ministry of Health, supported by international partners, and right now there is a work being done to see, to trace contacts, obviously, to see who could have been exposed, and to make sure that that all necessary measures are being done to stop this flare-up as soon as possible.
On Thursday, the World Health Organization announced an end to the Ebola virus outbreak in Liberia, meaning all three countries at the epicenter of the West African outbreak were considered Ebola-free. Witnesses in Somalia's Gedo region say al-Shabaab militants attacked an African Union military base Friday near the town of Al-Ade, some 60 kilometers south of regional capital Gabahare. Witnesses tell VOA the attackers rammed at least four cars filled with explosives into the main gates of the southern Somali base. The blasts were followed by heavy gunfire between the attackers and Kenyan soldiers. Casualty numbers cannot be independently verified. Al-Shabaab says it's killed more than 60 Kenyan troops. Deputy Gedo Governor Mohamed Hussein Isaac tells VOA that at least 40 Kenyan soldiers were killed. The African Union mission in Somalia, known as AMISOM, confirmed the attack but refused to give details. Residents say Al-Shabaab has taken control of the town and surrounding areas. This is VOA News. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, released a statement Friday saying a series of raids Burundian security forces conducted in December against opposition supporters' houses triggered human rights violations. He added that the reports set off all alarm signals, including a dimension of a growing ethnic crisis. He said there were reports of gang rapes and that there were mass graves in the area. Pressure is mounting for warring factions in Syria to stop using starvation as a weapon in their civil war. Although some supplies are getting through, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the opposing sides in Syria are not excused for their role in depriving thousands of food.
Let me be clear. The use of starvation as a weapon of war is a war crime. All sides, including Syrian government, which has the primary responsibility to protect Syrians, are committing this and other atrocious acts prohibited under international humanitarian law.
Ban says the urgency for food aid is great in the rebel-controlled towns of Foya and Kfaria and the town of Madaya, also under rebel siege and blocked by Syrian forces. Meantime, the Syrian rebels wants blockades to the towns lifted before entering into talks with the Syrian government, which are set for later this month in Geneva. U.S. officials say a refueling mission and an engine problem are key contributing factors behind the incident involving 10 U.S. Navy sailors detained by Iran earlier this week. U.S. Navy boats and their crews were detained for 16 hours by Iranian Revolutionary Guards before being released. They veered into Iranian waters in the Persian Gulf near Farsi Island while attempting to meet up with a Coast Guard vessel to refuel, but engine troubles may have botched that trip. This is U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter.
This much is clear. There was a navigational error of some kind. All the contributing factors to that we don't know yet, and we're still talking to those folks, and we'll find out more what combination of factors led to that navigational error. But they were clearly out of the position that they intended to be in. We're very glad to have them back.
An investigation is underway into further details surrounding the incident. Turkish authorities have detained at least 12 academics accused of supporting terror propaganda after they signed a petition calling for an end to the government's crackdown on Kurdish rebels. From VOA, this is VOA News in Washington. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.